Hi, I'm Zach, and this is the Austria Podcast, and today is May 1st. Austria is a German-speaking country in Europe that borders the Czech Republic, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Liechtenstein, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Switzerland. It has 9 provinces and over 75 cities. These cities have many tourist attractions throughout them that you can visit and enjoy. The capital of Austria is Vienna. The population of Austria is approximately 8.773 million people, with about 21% of them living in Vienna from Vienna being so popular. Vienna is the capital of Austria, and it is where many famous composers lived. This is also where many of the Habsburg rulers of the Austro-Hungarian Empire lived. It also has a population of 1.868 million. Vienna also has many places that you can go and see, that you can spend time doing and have fun with. The Belvedere Palace is a very nice-looking palace in Austria. It was the summer palace of Prince Eugene of Savoy. It has plenty of European architecture throughout the palace that you can look at. It would also be cool to see different architecture than we are used to seeing because it's a style from a different continent. I also would like to visit the Kunsthistorisches Museum. It is one of the greatest art museums in the world. It has collections of many old master paintings. I would want to go because I could see old paintings and I could see the original painting itself, not just a copy of it. I also would want to go to the Haus der Musik, or the House of Music in English, of Vienna, because it is a high-tech museum. It has many rooms dedicated to famous Viennese composers like Mozart and Beethoven. You could also go to the exhibits about the evolution of sound so that you could learn about the human ear. This would be very good because you could also learn something educational while you were having fun. I also would want to go to Graz, because it's the second largest city in Austria. It also contains many tourist attractions that are fun to go to, just like in Vienna. Graz has a population of approximately 435,000 people living in it, which is a slight bit less than Vienna. In Graz, one of the big tourist attractions that I would like to go to would be the Kunsthal Museum. The Kunsthal is a modern art museum in Graz. It is nicknamed the Friendly Alien because of the shape of the building. It looms over buildings to intrigue visitors to come because of how it looks. It looks like a very unique place to go. I would like to go to this place to see it for myself in person because of how it looks. The Landeshut House is a Styrian armory in Graz. It is the most preserved collection of weapons in the world. It is one of the biggest attractions in Graz because it has over 32,000 items on display. You can have many objects to look at, which will let you spend longer there without running out of things to look at and do. I would like to go here so that I could see all the different items on the slate. I also know that I would probably be happy going because it is very popular and so many other people like it, so I will probably enjoy it too. Schloss Eggenburg is the largest palace of Baroque or European architecture in Styria, which is a mountainous and forested region of southern Austria. They also have a gallery of art and an archaeology museum so that you can stay a while and view the attractions. I would like this because I would get to do other things while I was viewing the palace. Innsbruck is the capital of the western state of Austria, Tyrol. It is also known for its modern and sovereign architecture. It also has many places to visit throughout the city, just like Vienna and Graz. Its population is about 300,000 people living throughout the city. I would first visit the Audioversum in Innsbruck. This is because the Audioversum is an interactive science center museum. It is also very good because it gives education about medicine, technology, and art. This will give me an educational trip as well because I can learn more about science while having fun. This will make me enjoy my time a lot there, more than I typically would. Another place I would want to go in Innsbruck would be the Glockenspiel. This tourist attraction is a bell-making museum. It is a 400-year-old bell workshop that makes church bells. It was founded by Bartlome Grossmeyer. It also has a selection of old bells that you can look at and hold. They also show a short movie about the bells there. The short movie would make me want to go there because they would give me something educational to learn about. I would also like to go to the place to see the old bells and the antiques. The final destination in Innsbruck that I would like to go to would be the Helbling House. This is because it has a very detailed European or Baroque architecture and is a very good sight to see. It It also has many good reviews on TripAdvisor because many people like spending time there. I would like to check it out myself and see if I like it because everyone else says that it's good and they like it. The final city in Austria that I would like to go to would be Salzburg. Salzburg is a city in Austria that borders Germany. Salzburg is also where the famous composer Mozart lived when he was young. The city has a population of about 150,000, which means that it is a little bit smaller city than the rest of them in Austria. In Salzburg, I would first start off at the Museum der Moderne, or the Museum of the Modern in English. This location has modern art that is new, with concepts of art that attract people around the world. The new concepts are unique and let tourists experience different art than they are used to seeing. I would like this because it would introduce me to newer styles of art that I might not have seen before. I would also enjoy to spend some time in the Getreide der Gasse. This is because it contains Mozart's birthplace, so you could see where he lived when he was young and when he was born. This place also features many art galleries and shops throughout the street. These can be used for you to look at artworks and visit the most famous shopping lane in Salzburg that lets you buy things from all the way from antiques to groceries. I would like this because there would be a variety of things for me to buy. Also, I'd like to visit Mozart's birthplace to see where he lived as a child. The final destination that I would like to visit in Salzburg in Austria before I departed back to go to the United States would be the Salzburg Zoo. I would like to go here because they contain 140 different species of animals from all around the world, so I could see animals that I haven't seen before, so I could discover new things, and I could even see the animals that I might never see in my whole entire life. I could also learn about the different adaptations the animals need to survive in the different climates that they have to live in from all across the world. This would also let me see a diversity throughout all of the animals. To recap, I suggest going to Vienna, Graz, Innsbruck, and Salzburg when you visit Austria. These cities have many fun and educational tourist attractions throughout them. Auf Wiedersehen.